And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of Charles Dickens, born in Portsmouth, England, 1812. Grew up in small towns on the southern coast of England. His father was a naval clerk. His mother taught him to read, which he loved to do. He said, "When I think of it, the picture always rises in my mind of a summer evening, the boys at play in the churchyard, and I sitting on my bed, reading as if for life." When the boy was 10, the family moved to the outskirts of London. The father had gotten a promotion. London, one of the capitals of the Industrial Revolution. Dickens described it as the great city, like a dark shadow on the ground, reddening the sluggish air with a deep, dull light that told of labyrinths of public ways and shops and swarms of busy people. Sounds arose, the striking of church clocks, the distant bark of dogs, the hum of traffic in the streets, tall steeples looming in the air, and piles of unequal roofs oppressed by chimneys. The father had been in debt for years, getting deeper and deeper, and when the boy was 12, he took a job at a blacking factory, putting labels on jars of boot polish. A few days after he started work, his father was arrested for debt and thrown into debtor's prison. And Dickens vowed that he would do whatever he needed to do to make sure that he was never poor in his lifetime. He started writing sketches of the people in prison with his father and other ordinary people on the streets of London, cab drivers and shoe shiners, pickpockets and clowns, street performers. Got a job as a journalist, started writing fiction, and went on to become the most popular writer of his lifetime. Also a great entrepreneur of publishing. Dickens wanted to get paid for a book as he wrote it, so he published each chapter in serial installments. His first real masterpiece, according to most critics, was David Copperfield in 1850. His reputation among critics declined after his death, his work considered too moralistic, too melodramatic. But it was revived in the middle of the 20th century, and since 1950, more has been written about Dickens than about any other author in the language except Shakespeare. It's the birthday of Sinclair Lewis, born in Sauk Center, Minnesota, 1885, a gawky kid, uncoordinated, odd-looking, in a small town. As soon as he graduated from high school, he went away to the East for college and was on the move for most of the rest of his life. He wrote 5 novels, none of which got much attention, and then came back home to Sauk Center, Minnesota. And while he was there, remembering how odd he was in that town, he got an idea for a novel about a woman, a rebel named Carol Kennicott, who moves to a small town called Gopher Prairie. And he wrote Main Street. It came out in 1920. It was a literary sensation, a fierce attack on small-town America. He went on to write Babbitt, Arrowsmith, and other books. And it's the birthday of another Midwestern author, Laura Ingalls Wilder, born near Pepin, Wisconsin, 1867. She was 63 years old when she started writing about her pioneer childhood in the Little House books. Here's a poem for today by Tom Clark entitled The Lyric. Suffering, lament, sorrow, and wild joy commingle in the lyric. A collective sigh of relief comes cascading out of the blue, a yearning to submerge in life like the swimmer in the pool, forgetful, immersed, and quenched, water trailing scattered diamonds in a rustling voice of resigned subsidence, as though in the same stroke everyone alive were speaking through you. Tom Clark's poem, The Lyric, from Light and Shade, New and Selected Poems, published by Coffee House Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.